Thanks, Joseph. And thanks to all of Mr. Wheatley's students at North Lynn Middle for that striking introduction to today's show. We love it, and we look forward to your intro as well. I'm Carl Azus. 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines are coming your way right now. First up today, we're reporting on a bomb that went off at the busiest airport in Moscow, Russia. This happened yesterday around 4:30 in the afternoon local time. Russia's president called it a terrorist attack. There were reports it was done by a suicide bomber. And when we put this show together yesterday, no one had claimed responsibility for the attack, and Russian authorities hadn't named any suspects. This video that was posted on YouTube shows what the airport looked like after the bombing. You can see a lot of smoke still in the air here. Dozens of people were killed in this blast. More than 150 others were injured. One terrorism expert said that airports usually are a pretty secure location. So for an attack like this to happen at an airport and for the result to be so devastating, he says it means the attack was very well planned. This day in history, January 25th, 1915, the first transcontinental telephone call takes place between New York and San Francisco. January 25th, 1924, the first Winter Olympics begin in France. January 25th, 1961, President Kennedy holds the first televised U.S. presidential news conference. Tonight, President Obama has his own televised event, the State of the Union Address, and that'll be followed by the Republican response. You can watch all of it starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on CNN. The economy, likely to be a big part of tonight's speeches. Christine Romans talked to some experts about the state of some important economic indicators. Christine, what do you have for us?